In the past few years, the idea of self-care has garnered quite a bit of buzz across social media. From thousands of videos on YouTube that show people's self-care routines, to a popular hashtag that gains constant traffic daily, self-care is a positive trend that helps promote the betterment of someone's health. However, the trend has unintentionally focused primarily on women's self-care. Searching the term on YouTube produces dozens and dozens of female-oriented videos, with only the odd male-focused ones sprinkled throughout. Inherently, the skew is not a bad thing. The fundamentals of this trend, encouraging people to devote time to look after their well-being, apply to everyone. Nonetheless, the lack of this kind of content directed at men makes it worth considering the state of men's health as a whole. The words you just heard are from a story written by Greg Ragazza for Express Magazine. College students will be familiar with the feeling that they aren't taking care of themselves, but as Greg writes, men might be feeling like they shouldn't be doing anything about it. Beyond the Story is a podcast that takes a deeper look at the stories published for Express Magazine here at SFSU. I'm Jacob Tucker, and today I have the pleasure of welcoming Greg to discuss his story that explores why social stigma is preventing some men from properly tending to their health. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Greg, self-care, it sounds like a pretty broad term. What exactly is it?
So, according to Karen Boyce, she's the Director of Health Promotion and Wellness at San Francisco State, and her definition of self-care is an activity that we do deliberately in order to take care of our mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual health. And good self-care is key to improve mood and reduce anxiety. For me, my definition of self-care is more of anything you do to kind of help you de-stress or keep you kind of like emotionally fit to like tackle any other problems for the rest of the day or the rest of the week. Kind of just resetting yourself for any other issues or classes, school, work that you gotta like take on upon yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's kind of a focus on like mental health.
Yeah. So I definitely, from my definition or what I think self-care is, I focus more on the mental aspect of it, especially for men. But if you look at like YouTube or these hashtags on Twitter, self-care kind of leans towards like self-care routines, like what kind of makeup you want to like put on the day or kind of like routine to keep your face moisturized or something like that. So okay, that's what you would normally see on YouTube if you search up self-care.
Okay. So how exactly did you find out about this topic?
So back in the beginning of the semester, there was a shooting at a gaming event. It was a Madden gaming event.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
The shooter lost fairly early on in the event, and I guess prior to it, he's already had like a lot of emotional and mental baggage that kind of pushed him to the edge to committing that. But, you know, these are all kind of like what's been found out from his history. And from then on, I kind of looked into it seems like always men that's doing the mass shootings. And it always led to mental health, which kind of made me think about, why aren't guys taking care of their mental health more?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, something that you do write about in the article is, you know, that men commit suicide significantly more than women. And I know we answering the question of why, you know, that is not something that we have the authority to do, you know. do you feel that the tendency for men to not look at their mental health is something that might be contributing to that?
Yeah, I think there is a big stigma towards men trying to like take care of their mental health or their emotional health. Culturally, I feel like it's not seen as a very masculine thing to do to share your emotions. And that I feel really is a reason why most men don't feel the need to emotionally express themselves. You know, we tend to suppress emotions instead of like expressing them. We tend to like do other things to kind of push our emotions to the back burner because society says men don't cry, men don't do this, men don't do that. So I think it is, there's still a stigma. I mean, I feel like it's waning throughout the years, and more men are starting to realize, like, we should be sharing our emotions. But I still think for the majority, it's still a big stigma for men to, like, kind of hold into their emotions.
Yeah. And this is something that we were talking about a bit before we turn on the microphone. But I mean, like, because I know with me personally, you know, I've had friends that I can, you know, share my thoughts and feelings with. And I've had friends that, even though we're close, you know, that's just not really something that we would do together, you know. And then also, you know, with my parents, and, you know, with my dad in particular, he came from a family that was, you know, it was all boys. And the dad was, you know, like my grandpa, or, you know, his stepdad, he was just a really masculine type of guy. You know, that was the kind of the idea of gender that he brought to that family. And so, for me, when I've gone through certain emotional issues myself, my dad, he's never been bad to me about it. You know, like, he has always tried to understand, but he's never really been able to kind of be on that level with me. And I think that that kind of reflects on what you're saying, in that the stigma towards it has kind of changed. Like, while my dad may not have been able to talk to his dad about his thoughts and feelings, I can talk to mine. And even though it's hard for my dad to listen sometimes, at least he's doing his best, you know?
Yeah. I have a similar experience with my dad, where my dad, he told me after, like, his parents got divorced, it was heavily, like, him relying on, like, doing sports or hanging out with friends to kind of, like, push that, like, feelings of what happened in their family. And so when I was growing up, he did try to, like, reach out to me more, but it was a little bit different in the sense where it's, like, the way he reached out was, like, on a surface level emotion, not, like, mm-hmm. really looking into, like, how I felt. It was more like, hey, how have you been feeling today, or, like, anything happened at school? But, you know, it never felt like I could really talk to him emotionally about things, because then I feel like it's not that he won't understand, it's just that he might not have this capacity to kind of deal with it.
Right. Yeah, I can totally relate to that. So, you know, in, like, looking into this topic, what kinds of self-care methods have you found other people doing?
There was quite a different variety to it. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, like, I interviewed about, I want to say, 15 male students. And, like, the first five were, like, I go to the gym, I work out. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, that's not a bad thing, because they're still taking care of themselves, like, physically. But it was really kind of hard to find guys who understood that, or knew that self-care is more than just, like, the physicality of it. That self-care kind of deals with more of your mental health and your spiritual health and your emotional health. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it did take a bit before I started finding guys who were kind of, like, taking care of themselves in other ways than just working out. Some of the interesting ones I found were, you know, there's this one student who really liked drinking tea, and especially herbal tea, because they had ADHD and didn't want caffeinated, like, teas. And he said that, you know, he would try to do that every night just to, like, kind of relax himself for the next day. Or there was another student who played video games. Like, I mean, that's what I do too, but he liked to play Grand Theft Auto. He said, like, oh, I want to go, whenever I get stressed, I hop on Grand Theft Auto, blow shit up. And it's like, yeah, that's, you know, that's to relieve stress. And I feel like many guys do have some sort of, like, self-care. They kind of just don't realize it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you ask them about it, they think self-care is just, like, about physicality. But, you know, they probably do other things than just going to the gym that help them. Mm-hmm. Or they don't, but...
Right. So after writing this article, I mean, what kind of things do you do for your self-care? And then after writing this article, do you feel like there are more things that you could do to take better care of yourself?
Yeah. I definitely feel like there's a lot more I could do to take care of myself. Writing this article kind of made me realize that I personally have been neglecting self-care, or like neglecting myself in general. I feel like I need more time to just, you know, maybe once a week to kind of just not think about work, not think about school, and kind of like take a step back to refocus myself. But some things I have done prior to writing this that I do as a self-care is, ever since I had a car accident way back in, I want to say March, I started going to a chiropractor, and then it kind of became a thing to just go there regularly even after the whole accident happened. I haven't been going, but I used to go about like every 3 weeks, and now it's more like a once a month kind of thing. Mm. Another thing is I take multivitamins every day. Like, it's kind of like an unconscious thing to do now at this point. I've been taking multivitamins kind of just to help me feel like I'm taking care of my body, even though I still eat really unhealthy fast food.
As many college students do. Yeah,
exactly. But, you know, it helps me feel like, hey, I'm still trying to, like, keep myself physically, like, healthy by taking multivitamins. I don't know if they're actually helping, but I do that.
Yeah. And, I mean, just for myself, like, you know, I have the problem of, like, just overwhelming myself, never giving myself time to relax. I actually tried to do that this semester just by scheduling just one day off per week that in theory is supposed to be spent like just relaxing, doing things I enjoy, like, you know, cathartically just watching YouTube videos for 3 hours straight on the couch, you know, like that kind of thing. But, you know, I've kind of found that like on that day, I just don't really know what to do with myself. And I just kind of like think about all the things that I could be doing instead, like all of the like school things and like magazine things that are just kind of weighing on me, and like I end up just being depressed and anxious. So I think I kind of suck at at relaxing.
I mean, I feel like I'm on the same boat as you on that, where like I want to take like a day a week to like take care of myself, or just like I said, kind of like refocus myself. But every time I have that day where I'm just like sitting in bed, I want to relax, you know, I would put up like YouTube videos or go on Reddit and just kind of try and relax. And then next thing you know, things kind of remind me, oh, I need to write this. I need to like, there's a class I've been like behind on. And it just starts like kind of trafficking your head all at once, where it's like, you need to start doing stuff. So it's like, it is hard, especially I think for us journalism majors, where we always have a lot on our plate even after like classes have ended, you know?
That is definitely true. So I mean, yeah, definitely applies to us. And you know, for everybody else in college, you know, just college in general is stressful. I mean, you're supposed to figure out the whole trajectory of your life. You're supposed to be able to take on much more than you can handle while probably also going to work to make money for yourself. And you have to learn how to be an adult like all at once, right? So what can we, like both you and me and anyone else listening, what can we do to improve how we take care of ourselves?
One advice I saw like searching up the topic self-care is kind of start taking like 5 to 10 minutes out of your day to kind of just breathe. Like not necessarily meditate, but you could do that, where you just kind of, you know, let go of everything for like about that 5 to 10 minutes and just kind of focus on yourself and like, hey, how are you feeling? Are you okay? Are you getting really anxious? Like, okay, you are, let's just take a bit longer. Like, let's take a break. You know, it doesn't have to be hours on end where you're going to be taking long breaks on your day to like relax. It could, just as that article said, just take like 5 to 10 minutes and kind of think about where you're at, and then start tackling all your work at once or one by one.
Greg, Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
To read Greg's story and other fantastic feature pieces written by the Express Magazine staff, visit our website at expressmagazine.org. That's expressmagazine.org. This has been Jacob Tucker, and I hope you have a wonderful and stress-free day.